later, when I wrote my first novel, I tried to balance Miss Stein's quotation from The Garage Keeper with one from Ecclesiastes. But that night walking home, I thought about the boy in the garage and if he had ever been hauled in one of those vehicles when they were converted to ambulances. I remembered how they used to burn out their brakes going down the mountain roads with a full load of wounded and braking in low and finally using the reverse, and how the last ones were driven over the mountainside empty so they could be replaced by big Fiats with a good 8-shift and metal-to-metal brakes. Ernest Hemingway, A Movable Feast. Welcome to the Revisionist History Podcast, where we set the historical record straight, no matter who it might offend. I'm Paul. I thought today, given everything going on in the world, that I might look at a historical, well, some historical events where experiences in war actually resulted in something positive long term. Now, I know that sounds kind of cryptic, but what I'm talking about is writing and authors and the books they produced as a result of their experiences during wartime. Sometimes great literature comes from horrific beginnings. So let's get started. For almost as long as there have been wars, there have been authors who first served in the conflict and then wrote about their experience. Sometimes it was a memoir, as with General Hal Moore writing about the first American battle in the Vietnam War and We Were Soldiers Once and Young. More often, though, they use fiction to better explore, convey, and try to understand something that is nearly unfathomable to those of us who have not lived through it. The following list of authors who lived through some of the greatest conflicts in history and the classic works that resulted is by no means exhaustive. In fact, it barely scratches the surface. But it's a good place to start reading if we want to better grasp war from those who saw it firsthand and hopefully avoid it in the future. Number 1. Leo Tolstoy. The legendary Russian author has always been associated with war because of his novel War and Peace. But he didn't live during Napoleon's disastrous invasion of Russia. He was actually born 16 years after the invasion. However, 15 years before he wrote his most famous novel, Tolstoy was a young, unknown artillery officer during the 11th-month siege of Sevastopol during the Crimean War. During that siege, he wrote what would become his Sevastopol Sketches, a series of short stories. These first-hand accounts of the horrors of war were so popular with Russian readers that he became a literary celebrity after their publication. Number 2. Ernest Hemingway. Hemingway took part in three of the bloodiest wars of the 20th century, as an ambulance driver on the Italian front during World War I, and as a reporter during the Spanish Civil War and World War II. His experience in Italy, which resulted in his being severely wounded, was the basis for what I consider his greatest novel, A Farewell to Arms. His time in Spain, during a conflict largely unknown by non-Spaniards today, inspired For Whom the Bell Tolls, the book most critics hail as his best. In both cases, he brings the conflict to life with his spare prose and reporter's eye. Number 3. J.R.R. Tolkien. Now, everyone knows that Tolkien wrote The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. What many don't know is that much of the basis for the events in Middle-earth were inspired by his experience serving the British Army during World War I. He began writing some of the stories while recovering from trench fever suffered during the Battle of the Somme, during which over 100,000 British soldiers died, and more than 300,000 died among all combatants. Tolkien once wrote a friend that the dead marshes on the approach to Mordor were inspired by the desolate French landscape following the Battle of the Somme. Number 4. Pierre Boulez. Many today will not recognize the name of this amazing French author, but they do know his two most famous works, as films, if not as novels. The Bridge Over the River Kwai, with the film title changed to The Bridge on the River Kwai, and The Planet of the Apes. The Bridge Over the River Kwai was inspired by Boulez's experience in World War II. Following the fall of France, he fought as a guerrilla in French Indochina, but was captured and imprisoned by the Japanese and experienced forced manual labor as depicted in the novel. Though the book is based on a real event in which British prisoners of war were forced to build a railway through the jungle, Boulez drew heavily on his own personal experience. As I said earlier, the list of such authors is too long to cover in one podcast. It would literally take an entire series and could fill a book to include everyone. I've left off some obvious ones, like Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five and Joseph Heller's Catch-22, mainly because they're so well known. But the four authors that I've just mentioned and the classic works they produced as a result of their wartime service should be on everyone's reading list. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it both informative and entertaining. If you'd like to help us keep episodes like this coming, please consider clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. Thanks a lot.